This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Breaking news this hour. Officials say multimillionaire Jeffrey Epstein has taken his own life.
Jeffrey Epstein is dead after being found unresponsive at a New York City jail Saturday morning after apparently taking his own life. Officials say that his death was an apparent suicide.
Surveillance video recorded inside the Metropolitan Correctional Center is missing. A camera situated just outside of Epstein's jail cell is unusable.
Footage from at least one camera in the hallway may be too damaged or unusable for investigators.
An FBI crime lab is examining two prison cameras that malfunctioned.
Surveillance video from outside his jail cell, it's gone missing.
Now, this will, of course, raise even more questions about whether the surveillance cameras were purposely tampered with and if Epstein's death was more than just suicide by hanging, as it was ruled in an autopsy.
In what may become one of the biggest child molesting cases ever on record,
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago, he was saying that they take a lot of famous people to this island and they have all these young girls that this guy hooks them up with. He was talking about this years ago. Now it is mainstream news.
Doctor who witnessed Epstein autopsy, death more consistent with homicidal strangulation than suicide. Isn't that amazing?
For some odd reason, people that have information on the Clintons end up dead. And they usually die from suicide.
The President of the United States is pushing a dangerous and completely unfounded murder conspiracy theory about his predecessor.
He is spreading a conspiracy theory.
Untrustworthy and ridiculous
conspiracy theories.
Tying the death of pedophile Jeffrey Epstein in prison to the president's former political rivals, the Clintons.
Christmas ornaments, drywall, and Jerry Epstein. Name three things that don't hang themselves.
Major twist tonight, the story involving that leaked video of ABC News anchor Amy Robach talking about the network she works for killing the Jeffrey Epstein story.
It was unbelievable what we had. Clinton, we had everything. There will come a day when we will realize Jeffrey Epstein was the most prolific pedophile this country has ever known. I had it all 3 years ago.
ABC's lead investigative journalist, Amy Robach, is right. Jeffrey Epstein is the biggest pedophile America and the world has ever known. But he himself is just a front man for a larger network that is still ongoing to this day and whose goals are nothing less than domination of human society by blackmail and corruption. Tonight, we're going to document for you that individuals that work directly with Epstein are still carrying out operations very similar to the operation that he was running. And we're also going to show you hiding in plain view examples of Senate reports, UN reports, and other institutional reports admitting that millions of women and children are being sexually trafficked every year, and that it's one of the biggest currencies on the planet. This is nothing less than modern slavery. And the corruption that comes out of it isn't like alcohol prohibition, where people fell under the control of the mafia. It's far worse, because they're falling under the control of organizations and groups who even engage in the murder, snuff films of children. There is no bottom to this pit. Just like elites thousands of years ago began to degenerate and do things that are unspeakably evil, it's happening again today. And if we don't face the facts and move against these criminals, they're going to be able to take over the whole civilization like they've done the Vatican, Penn State, the Boy Scouts. There's nothing that's safe, because this is a formula of evil and corruption. Now, we're going to go to an investigator that I've known for 2 years. He was ready to go public. He's got recordings. He's got people admitting that they like to have sex with children. He's got it all. And I said, in this first rollout, let's just look what's hiding in plain view. And you're going to get a look at some of that right now. Then I'm going to come back in here later and go over the Clinton body count and how it ties in to these charts on the deep state that were developed by the Epoch Times and that are very, very accurate. So whatever you do, please research this information for yourself and then share. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Please research this information for yourself and then share this report. We had to build our own network, our own satellites, our own TV systems, and band.video to even be able to get this out to you. So here is the report.
Welcome to AviLoop, your collective buying website for anything aviation. We offer deals on flight lessons, pilot accessories, fuel, SBO services, charter flights, and even small aircraft. Our deals are usually 50 to 90% off. That means whether you want to learn to fly, charter an airplane, or to see more girls like me, AviLoop can help. You can even vote for your favorite deal attendant and win special prizes. Our membership is completely free. Our deals are unbeatable. And there's no catch. So what are you waiting for, Captain? Subscribe to our newsletter and get in the loop.
You know, it's been years since I've been researching the Jeffrey Epstein case. And the deeper I've got into my research, there's been bombshell after bombshell, exposing new facts and bringing more revelations to light. But recently, the facts that I've come across have been so especially jarring that I come to you here today, albeit in a veiled identity, to bring those facts to light so that I can expose what the Epstein case has become. It's now transcended well beyond the facts behind the purported human trafficker into something much greater, into something that's a propaganda tactic that is meant to dissuade popular opinion from uncovering the very truth itself. Now, one important component of the Epstein network, which is limited by that mimetic strategy, is the inner machinations of his network and the associates who facilitated his operation. One important figure in that scope is one of Epstein's victims, his former pilot, Nadia Marchenko. Though media has performed cursory examinations of Marchenko, a full-fledged examination of businesses which she created during and after her association with Jeffrey Epstein has been entirely neglected. Now, the construct of those organizations within the context of Epstein's network of associates brings about more concerning questions than answers. Now, by limiting public perception of the Epstein case, an inspection of Marchenko's businesses and their potential role in the underlying human trafficking operation operated by Epstein and others has yet to unfold. Now, some background on Nadia Marchenko. So Nadia Marchenko was born in what was then Czechoslovakia in circa 1986 before coming to the United States in 2000 under the name Nadia Marchenkova. While Marchenko and others contend that she came to the United States to pursue a modeling career, which she did eventually establish, officials and law enforcement offer a different origin of her ingratiation into Epstein's network of associates. Detective Joseph Ricari investigated the underlying case, which led to Epstein's arrest and consequent plea deal in Florida back in 2008. According to Ricari's notes following an interview with another of Epstein's victims, Epstein had purchased Marchenkova from her family in Yugoslavia, and she was purchased for the purpose of being a sex slave. Now, Detective Ricari's investigation also concluded that Epstein subjected Marchenko to sexual abuse as he began to rape her when she was only 15 years old. On one occasion, Epstein forced Marchenko into having sex with other victims, at least two of whom were underaged. Now, despite the horrific abuse that Marchenko was certainly subjected to, she became deeply ingratiated into Epstein's life, living with him in Palm Beach, as well as being provided other residences in New York City, as well as apparent financial support. Victims who were interviewed also described Marchenko as an actual enabler of Epstein's. Ultimately, Epstein's apparent favoritism of Marchenko was behind her becoming an FAA-licensed pilot who would ultimately go on to fly Epstein's private Gulfstream, now infamously known as the Lolita Express. Marchenko's role as the pilot of that aircraft conveys how deeply she was immersed into Epstein's network. In 2008, when Epstein was offered a non-prosecution agreement, Marchenko was granted immunity from criminal charges as a component of Epstein's plea. Now, despite the outcome of that case in 2008, Marchenko would continue to associate herself with Jeffrey Epstein as well as his brother Mark. Evidence of that association exists in the establishment of several businesses owned by Marchenko from 2005 to 2011.
Welcome to Abbey Loop, your collective buying website for anything aviation. We offer deals on flight lessons, pilot accessories, fuel, FBO services, charter flights, and even small aircraft. Our deals are usually 50 to 90% off. That means whether you want to learn to fly, charter an airplane, or just see more girls like me, Abbey Loop can help.
Now, in 2005, the first of those businesses, Global Girl Limited Liability Corporation, was incorporated with the New York Department of State's Division of Corporations. This is the first business which Marchenko seems to have established. According to Detective Ricari's deposition, as part of a case between Ghislaine Maxwell and Virginia Giuffre, a cross-reference of surveillance on Jeffrey Epstein's Florida residence revealed that the presence of Jeffrey's brother Mark Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Nadia Marchenkova was present. Now, Detective Ricari's finding is particularly relevant considering it reveals that Mark Epstein was present during his brother's relationship with Marchenkova. Following Jeffrey Epstein's arrest, plea, and subsequent release from prison, Marchenko would go on to found the company known as AviLoop. The company's certificate of incorporation lists the delivery of service address as 301 East 66th Street in New York City, New York. The property of that address is notable because it's managed by OSA Properties, and OSA Properties, in turn, is owned by Jeffrey's brother, Mark Epstein. Now, this address was also featured on the AviLoop website until recently, when it was removed following a request that I had made to Mark Epstein concerning whether or not AviLoop currently held a commercial lease in that building. According to the AviLoop website, it also has a sister company named Aviatri. However, there's no formal business registration with the name Aviatri filed with the same office that had incorporated AviLoop. So now we need to examine the relationship between AviLoop and Aviatri. So it's a murky relationship, to say the least. According to Marchenko, AviLoop is a consulting firm that works with aviation companies for a multitude of reasons. Among those is marketing, events management, pilot contracts, and things of that nature. But one notable facet of AviLoop's operation reveals its sister company, Aviatri. Now, this mention is present under a section of the AviLoop website that attests to its commitment to diversifying the workforce of companies in the aviation industry with more female pilots. Now, while AviLoop does not contain a direct contact number, the Aviatri website does list one. However, the voicemail that you would receive from that contact number indicates that the caller has actually reached AviLoop. This makes delineating between the two businesses very difficult. Understanding Aviatri's purpose gives you greater insight into how these companies may be an integral part of the Jeffrey Epstein human trafficking network. Now, the purpose of Aviatri, allegedly, is to work, you know, on behalf of aspiring female pilots who want to break into the aviation industry by recruiting them to provide them a multitude of services, including online courses, flight training, financial assistance, and ultimately job placement.
Welcome to Classic Flight Training on AviLoop.com. My name is Claire, and I'm your deal attendant. With today's deal, you can channel your inner Top Gun, climb into the cockpit, and learn to fly an airplane. You can even practice saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. The flight lasts last 1 hour under the supervision of an FAA instructor, begins with a ground school lesson, and ends with a new perspective on what you were born to do.
Born to do.
Clearly, your attractiveness increases with every flight under your belt. Just remember to wear your aviators and pick a cool call sign, Captain.
iBloop also has a dedicated YouTube channel to serve as an outlet for its marketing and promotional material. However, the YouTube channel simply hosts only 4 different promotional videos, each of which was posted in 2011. Each video is a monologue performed by one of 3 different girls. The monologue makes superficial references to the services which iBloop offers while enticing prospective members who just want to meet more girls into signing up with the company. Now, each girl is performing a monologue dressed in a costume-esque pilot outfit and appears to be young, if not underage.
Clearly, your attractiveness increases with every flight under your belt.
And now for a look into why iBloop's marketing materials are certain to arouse suspicion.
Hi, welcome to Cole's Flight School on iBloop.com. My name is Ashley, and I'm your jail attendant. Anyone who claims that humans were not meant to fly never experienced the thrill of their own successful landing. If you've been bitten by the flying bug and you want to add multi-engines to your pretty green light.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You could qualify those videos as just being entirely inappropriate. Now, within the context of a human trafficking network and a business owned by one of its associates, it might be fair to say that those videos are instead nefarious, promising to give visitors the opportunity to see more girls like these, along with these sexualized costumes. Makes it very difficult to believe that Aviatri or Aviloop is indeed trying to recruit aspiring female pilots for the purposes of advancing their careers. Now, we looked into this to the effect that we reached out to both OSA Properties and as well as to Aviloop to try to get Mark Epstein or Nadia Marchenko to comment on these issues. It was to, of course, no avail. Now, following an inquiry made to Mark Epstein, Jeffrey's brother and the owner of OSA Properties, Aviloop actually removed the 301 East 66th Street, New York, New York address that was mentioned on its website. Following an inquiry made directly to Aviloop concerning its address, as well as its relationship with Aviatri, the phone number listed on the Aviatri website was entirely removed. Changes were made to the Aviloop website as well to remove any mention of its sister company, Aviatri. However, those changes have since been reversed. Now, additionally, the main Aviatri website domain, www.aviatri.com, was changed to direct visitors to a page that states that the company's website is under construction. However, if visitors wanted to visit www.aviatri.com/home, this would reveal that the website is still up and running. It's entirely functional, albeit in a manner that obfuscates that from the general public. Now, this concludes the information that I've compiled about the businesses associated with Nadia Marchenko. All of this information is in the public sphere. It's been brought to the attention of other mainstream media outlets. However, they've decided not to follow up on this story. That's what makes it so important for people who are seeing this story to search this out on their own, because it's pretty apparent that Jeffrey Epstein and his network of associates and their crimes have not died with him.
You can even vote for your favorite deal attendant and win special prizes. Our membership is completely free. Our deals are unbeatable. And there's no catch. So what are you waiting for, Captain? Subscribe to our newsletter and get in the loop.
Again, I want to thank you for caring enough to be tuned into this special report. And I want to remind you that this is not a spectator sport. We need men and women in the arena. So please research the information we lay out here. And when you find out it's even far worse than we're saying, because we're limited by time, I hope that you'll join us in researching this further and exposing it. But whatever you do, please share this vital report that we're here on Christmas Eve bringing you. Now, you saw my brief intro. You saw the investigator and researcher break down some of this information, but now we're going to get into even more and zero in on some of the cases and then also pull back and give you the 35,000 foot view. But one word describes this. Yes, you can say evil. Yes, you can say money, power, corruption, control. But there's a word that describes it. It has all those words in it. It's called slavery. And since the beginning of recorded history, humans have enslaved other humans. And then generally those civilizations begin to collapse because how we treat the least of us, we end up treating ourselves. And so the important takeaway for me here, before we lay out more of this information, is that Epstein is only a minion in this. And making it all about Epstein and saying he's the greatest pedophile in history is not true. He was just a high-level manager of these networks. And so to make it just about him and he's that lone monster is to cover up the reality of what's beneath the water and the larger iceberg, not just the crest of it, not just the tip of it. I literally have over 200 articles, Senate reports, documents in front of me where it's admitted that at an industrial scale, women and little girls and boys are being trafficked in sex slavery and also being killed in snuff films. So before we go back and talk to the investigator who's here in studio with me, let me just show you a few headlines that deal with this. Here is Wired Magazine last year celebrating my deplatforming. And amongst the things they say I'm deplatformed for is claiming that there are large pedophile networks using it to blackmail and control people. And there's a black hand dragging me into the darkness. They're really throwing it in your face. So remember, mainstream media has been covering this up, just like ABC News' own head investigative journalist said, the blackmail, the Clintons, the little girls, all of it, but she was ordered to shut it down. Here's another one. Washington Post. Oh, democracy dies in the darkness. Well, so do the children. Obama administration placed children with human traffickers, Senate report documents, as young as 2 years of age, some of which were killed knowingly. Oh, but that's just Obama. The Clintons, Laura Silsby, and Haitian human trafficking. She was found guilty of smuggling thousands of children out, some of which ended up dying, many of which were in rituals. And now she changed her name, and she heads up the company that has the contract for Amber Alerts. It's very helpful to know when people call in with alerts of where missing kids are so that the establishment, the insiders, can make any changes they need to protect the children, I'm sure. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard me right. And then, of course, the London Guardian asked, oh, has the UN learned the lessons of thousands of women and children kidnapped and trafficked all over the world? No, the UN is a white slavery operation. Again, white slavery means sex slavery. So again, the AP's own report 2 years ago detailed tens of thousands of trafficked children all over the world, hundreds of which have been found dead. Huge report, multi-year investigation, almost no coverage, a blip on the radar. So let's expand now. The Zorro Ranch, where they were doing secret breeding programs and where billionaires were traveling to supposedly impregnate young girls with the genetics of the master race. Here's some of the articles. Jeffrey Epstein wanted to turn Mexico Ranch into baby-making factory. Once this began to come out in the last year, we'd already exposed it, they all tried to limit it to Jeffrey Epstein to say he was trying to do it. It was about him and his babies. No, it was about eugenics and the National Security Study Memorandum 200 from Henry Kissinger to set up a world government plan to eradicate the third world population and to create a super race. This was being carried out at the Albert Einstein University by the shadow government, headed up by Bill and Melinda Gates, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, and others like Oprah Winfrey. Here it is in NBC News. Top billionaires hold secret meeting, and this was run by Jeffrey Epstein, and they're telling you how great it was and how they were like superheroes, and they admit Jeffrey Epstein was the manager of it. Secret of Rich Cabal meets to discuss population control. Wall Street Journal's billionaires try to shrink world population, report says. And who is running that as the manager? 2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air, and we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once-a-year mega sale is here, and we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
MIT Media Lab rocked by new Jeffrey Epstein revelations. And again, recruiting the head of Harvard, recruiting the head of MIT, getting the key people into this group, not just with underage girls having sex, but far worse. Human cloning research, all of it's going on, funding this in China. And that's how you control society, is controlling the scientific elite. A lot bigger than Jeffrey Epstein. Here he is with Harvey Weinstein. And there he is with the former top Mossad operative's daughter. Again, their eyes wide shut style regalia at the prince's party. So he was bigger than just a Mossad agent. He was a deep state agent in the CIA, MI6, British intelligence. Now, I have hundreds of these articles, and now they're admitting that it was a blackmail operation. But again, more than just sex with underage girls. It's terrible that happened to the underage girls. But we know it got even sicker, and that smugglers were bringing very young children, according to locals who witnessed it, to Little St. John's Island. And that in many cases, the children were never seen to have left. They were either being smuggled out on aircraft from that island to areas of Europe and the Middle East, where we know Epstein and Clinton would fly on the Leader Express. We know other aircraft that Epstein had were also signed on with DynCorp that's been caught in congressional reports being involved in all of this. It's simply incredible. So, again, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Well, it's a lot bigger than that. And then you see the NXIVM cult trying to set up similar systems and connect into the Clintons and the Brockmans, because they're setting these networks up at the highest levels, to the mid levels, and to the low level for societal control. All of it is compartmentalized. Now, I'm going to go over the Clinton body count chart and some of the other deep state charts where they use all of this to blackmail. And then we're going to look at meme wars, memetic war, that our guest has written a paper on. And again, how they use limited hangouts like Epstein ran it all with the meme of he didn't kill himself to cover up how deep the rabbit hole really goes. But this is all fact. This is all admitted. And the question is, what are we as a society going to do about it? So talking to the investigator, there's a lot we didn't get into earlier in your presentation. And you wanted to say who you were. I thought, because you're still talking to a lot of these people, that it would be best if you didn't. But
right.
you've got the recordings. You've shown me the screenshots of these long conversations via text. Mm-hmm. And this isn't just dealing with the three people you mentioned earlier that are good starts for people to investigate. Without getting into names, you've gotten well-known celebrities, well-known people, to admit with you in conversations that they like little kids. I mean, they've said, what's wrong with
sex? Yeah, they've deferred to, and like you said earlier, when you co-opt academia, that's a big sign that this is just a social control movement. And in the conversations that I've had with these people, that's what they go to right away. They go to these academic rationalizations that, you know, everyone can wrap their head around something because it's been justified by quote-unquote research. But all it really is a way for them to, I guess, validate their behaviors. But that's the direction that these things are going in. People are,
you're right. Mad scientists, whether it's the Nazis or the Soviets.
Absolutely. They're the cutting edge. They're the cutting edge of society, and other people don't understand them. And it's just a way to rationalize things. But at the same time, it's particularly dangerous because when you talk about a social control aspect, you know, people in the mainstream, they do look to academics for guidance. And it's easy to see how those ideals can, you know, pervert society. They permeate into it, and all of a sudden you have things just being accepted when they otherwise shouldn't be. And a big part of that is what we went over today. People aren't, you know, doing the research on their own. They're able to fall victims to memetic warfare campaigns because they're being spoon-fed. Things catch on, they permeate into popular culture.
And at the end of this presentation,
right,
we're going to have that segment you did on meme warfare for folks, because that's critical. But
right,
I even felt bad spending 5 minutes racing through Senate reports admitting this. I've got stacks of reports out of Italy and Russia of little kids, mm-hmm, three-year-old boys kidnapped and tortured to death after being gang raped and shot in the head.
Right.
And then the video of it being sold to Hollywood. This is a giant black hole. It's a Ponzi scheme to compromise people, mm-hmm, and then an excuse to carry these operations out. It's truly, truly evil. But when you point out things like they have YouTube channels where young women are saying, come here, go on this airline, you like young girls like me, and it's a former pilot of Epstein, mm-hmm, clearly that's something the media knows about.
Right.
You brought it to them.
Yes.
It's an example of how crazy this is. And then even something like that, the media won't follow up on it because supposedly, again, it's all just Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. And then another response I've gotten from the media is that, you know, and admittedly, there are cursory references to people like Nadia Marchenko. People do bring that up. And in a very superficial light, I've been told by mainstream media sources that have turned down my stories that I'm not really presenting any sort of new information. In a very respectful way, you know, I respond to them, you know, by saying, then why isn't there anything about Aviatra out there? I mean, why haven't you guys shown these videos? These videos are rather damning. And I mean, if these are purported, you know, potential victims of a human trafficking network, I mean, what value is there to have a nationally renowned media source show a picture of these kids? What are the odds you have millions of viewers? Someone might not recognize them.
Well, exactly.
Right.
The point that they've mentioned it one place or no. That's the cover up right there of hiding in plain view. And that's really the big story here is that mainstream media is covering this up. We've only scratched the tip of the iceberg here. This is not known because they don't cover it.
Right.
And you look at these girls. I have a 15-year-old daughter that looks older than most of those girls. And again, this is the pilot for Epstein currently involved in this, currently running this. This is sensational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's common sense. I mean, like, if I was to show you that video independent of the context, you would view it as being creepy. I mean, anyone in their right mind would view it as at least being wildly inappropriate. And the idea that you could run a business being the associate of, you know, the most notorious human trafficker, you know, known to society. I mean, he has the most notoriety in terms of
You're
his
right,
name.
Yes.
And the fact that, you know, what woman is going to say, oh, yeah, no, I'm going to take these airline classes. Oh, who runs the company? Oh, you know, it was Jeffrey Epstein's former pilot. It's nonsense. The idea that this is a company that's running a legitimate operation that's going to have the revenue to operate, it's
incredible. It's far. I mean, one jet is, you know, $5 million a year. So pulling back from this, even a small one, pulling back from this, we've been talking for 2 years or so, and you brought me a lot of evidence, a lot of research, and you've got a lot that is that you're willing to give to law enforcement and that you've brought to mainstream media that they haven't gone with. Text messages, prominent people saying, what's wrong with sex with little kids?
Right.
Okay, and then people have been publicly out there denying that they're involved in stuff like this, even though they've been connected to it. You've got a lot of that, but I chose not to go with that at this point. If law enforcement wants to contact you again or the New York Post or wherever, you're ready. Because it's again, I know what the people will, what will capture people's attention to go, wait a minute. Looks like a bunch of 15, 16-year-old girls saying, hey, come learn how to fly with us. And by the way, do you like me? You like how I look? Come join us. This is obvious what this is with someone who's dead, reportedly, and who was connected to all this trafficking. And then it's his former pilot that's doing this, and it's ongoing. Again, right there, this alone is like the string on the sweater that pulls the whole thing out. And I'm not saying that the pilot who flew all these times is guilty. I know that she was a suspect, is a suspect. All I'm saying is this whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Yeah, and the intricacy of the network, I mean, it's just, it's beyond coincidence that not only is it his former pilot and someone who was named as a potential co-conspirator who was actually given immunity in the 2008 plea agreement that Epstein had been given, it's not just it's just her. It's her running it out of Jeffrey Epstein's brother's property. Someone who's the executor of his estate, someone who's essentially in the at the forefront of the damage control in terms of just closing the claims that these victims are going to have.
Well, this woman is as important as Maxwell, one of the reported pimps.
Right.
I suppose he's going to have a new whitewash piece come out soon.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The thing about Ghislaine that's, you know, important to point out here is that that's somebody who is, you know, she's out there and everyone understands it's done any sort of research into this case, who she is. But even with that prominence, you know, the common person who's relying on the mainstream media probably doesn't know who she is. So that's why when you implore people to do their own investigation, take it onto themselves to look into these things, it's imperative, because if they're going to be reliant upon the mainstream media to be, you know, given this information, they're not going to get it. You can't trust the same source that covered this case up for the better part of at least three decades to close the book on it.
Well, that's right. And we know the media is covering it up. We know that the Justice Department hasn't moved against this particular network because it's so elite. We know the Queen has started the process of ostracizing Prince Andrew, which she should.
He was at the Christmas party over the weekend, though. So, I mean, you know, when you look at what happened in the father, the Jimmy Savile case, Jimmy Savile obviously was very close with Prince Charles.
One of his best friends.
Yeah, he was going to be the, my understanding is he was going to be Prince Harry's godfather until some of the controversy broke and they kind
and they discover his satanic dungeon.
Absolutely.
Killing children, absolutely. Sex with dead bodies.
Absolutely. And in many ways, that's what Jeffrey Epstein was. He was very much a gatekeeper, you know, for these kinds of operations.
I call him a Renfield.
He was the Dracula character, right? He's exactly that. He's a face to put to the operation that, you know, you can put a lot of the blame on. And when you wipe him off, people think that, you know, everything goes down with him. But it's
and let's
just
be clear,
the case.
It came out in Florida in the one county, hundreds of girls, 13, right. 14, 15, who they were then pressured to go out and get more girls, mm-hmm. more girls, because right. they were getting so many men into the network right. and compromising. These are armies of people
absolutely.
That they've compromised.
Yeah, and Virginia Giuffre, who, you know, is obviously, I think, the most outspoken victim of Epstein's, you know, in deposition testimony in a defamation case between she and Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, she had talked about how she got away from that network, how she escaped, so to speak. And she talked about how when she was brought to Thailand by Maxwell and by Epstein, that she was, you know, informed that she was going to start being a recruiter, for lack of a better term, that now she was going to be bringing girls into the network. And at that point, you know, she decided that she was just simply going to run away. And fortunately, she survived. And to this day is probably the best resource we have for, you know, what was really going on in that scheme. But that's exactly what happens. And you see it with Marchenko. It's terribly unfortunate that somebody who was a victim of Jeffrey Epstein's or of any predators, you know, invariably becomes one. But that's the cyclical nature of this news.
Right. And we see the reports of him going to the Bosnia-Herzegovina area
right.
and purchasing 12, 13-year-old girls from their families. That's what goes on in these incredibly
right.
poor areas. And then we have now his flight manifesto with Bill Clinton. Most of the flights, Bill Clinton did not take Secret Service, and it was not on there.
Right.
And they describe in these logs, I mean, here it is for TV viewers. They describe in these logs that ABC News and others have had for many, many years that the girls, again, were dressed like candy canes and things. Mm. Very young, very skinny, girls that look 14, 15, 16. And that's exactly what we now see in this new flight organization,
right.
Where, again, they're telling women, hey, you want to learn how to be a pilot? Come to us so they can then process them through, see if they meet whatever the requirements are. I mean, these are people that work for someone that was doing this on these aircraft.
Yeah.
And so it's really a 2+2=4 scenario. Maybe nothing's going on and, you know, maybe pigs fly. Mm-hmm. I'm just simply saying we need to see movement.
Absolutely.
Against this area and countless others. I mean, you've done a lot more research, which, again, the media goes, oh, well, we've never really talked about that, but that's known, so it doesn't matter. That's like saying somebody knows there's a basement full of dead kids. We don't go check it because they know about it. No. They, again, try to normalize all this like it's no big deal and just hope, like you said, it becomes Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself meme and it stops there. But we know it's a lot bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. And, that's the whole point, is it's so big, all the information's out there, that it goes to show how protected everyone, how insulated everybody is. So unless people are going to take it onto themselves, through their own volition, to do the research, and not only to do the research, but to take that information and to use it to elicit change, I mean, nothing's going to happen. We've relied upon these law enforcement agencies, we've relied upon these media sources, and we've relied upon these politicians. And this is exactly what it's brought us. And this is just essentially how the wheel turns. And if we keep letting it turn this way, then nothing's going to change.
Well, I was told 16, 17 years ago, when I would still go out and go on shows and go to Hollywood 5 or 6 times a year, and I ended up getting in at the A-list, and it was just a bunch of depressed, really freaked out people. Even the gorgeous women that were there looked soulless. It just really felt empty. And these people would tell me, they'd say, look, we're not into kids, but a lot of people are.
Right.
That guy's a pedophile. This guy's a pedophile. They'd tell me stories about going to a party with A-listers, and there'd be like, you know, 10-year-old girls, like, you know, 9-year-old boys. And it would be the star kids. And the parents would be there managing, and everybody knew that mm-hmm. they were, quote, stars. because the parents let people have sex with them, and the parents then dominated and controlled them. So we're talking serious abuse. And you've got Disney famously hiring convicted child rapists to come back and direct more films. I mean, there's so many examples. Then Guardians of the Galaxy director, hosting parties that are pedophile themed and, making jokes about it. I mean, this is the entry level card.
Right. And that's a huge part of it, because you talk about media.
Norman,
you talk about
Polanski.
Absolutely. You talk about media, you talk about Meryl normalization.
Drugging and raping a 13-year-old. Young woman, analing, right. She's 13, a young girl, that's okay?
Right.
No, it's not.
It's not, of course not. But that's the thing, is that they want it to be okay. And media, and especially entertainment media, is the easiest way to normalize things. And whether it's, accepting people into that strata of society without batting an eye, or if it's using the tools of, a film, of music and all those other things to just subliminally normalize these kinds of behaviors. It has a perverse effect, and it has a perverse effect on impressionable people.
And it's growing. It really is the underbelly of everything. And you've got Michelle Wolf coming out saying, "I killed my baby. I felt like God when I did it." You've got all this art that they're pushing, which is really just psychotic men dressed as women doing simulations of murdering babies. Mm-hmm. And really, this is what you see when there's no bottom and the society falls apart. And then all these other groups start imitating what the intelligence agencies are doing, mm-hmm. like NXIVM was doing, and start setting it up for themselves, or John of God. And then it just becomes this whole rampant system, mm-hmm. like we see archaeological records happening to the ancient Babylonians, the ancient Egyptians. It happened with the Druids. It happened in Mesoamerica. And I just wondered why this keeps manifesting in civilizations during their decline. Mm-hmm. Where did this desire to hurt children come from?
It's decadence, and wealth is a very perverse thing. I think people don't really appreciate what it means to have the power, what it means to have the resources, what it means to have just everything at your fingertips, to have every desire that you have handed to you. And sooner or later, from the standpoint of neurological effect, I mean, those excesses, it's hard to quench that thirst, and it only breeds more excess. And that's what you see. You see that in these stratas of wealth, it becomes something that people use to bond to one another, right? This is something that people use as if it's sort of like a designer drug. It's a perverse thing, because wealth breeds perversion. And when you look at any society, the declination of them, is grandiosity. You see the drastic wealth inequalities. When you look at Rome went from being an empire that actually did well at supporting its poor to just being one that was much more decadent. And that's something you can transpose.
Well, that's right. Early in the Roman system,
that a great dole.
If you cheated on your wife, even if you were, they'd kill you.
Right.
But by the end, or the middle of the end, Nero would dress as a werewolf. It's in the histories. Mm-hmm. And would tear a child apart with his bare teeth at a party, right, with blood all over it.
Yes, absolutely. And that's something you can transpose throughout history in any epoch. And it's something that's relevant today, especially because when you see that decadence, it's the sign of a declining civilization. And this is one of the things that I think is the most visible example of it, because if we're not protecting the most vulnerable of us, if we're not protecting our children, then it's a clear sign of the direction that society is headed in.
Well, I ran into your work 2 years ago. You showed me shocking information that we're not going to release today of people that have been implicated in this stuff,
right,
that you were talking to, just admitting things. And it's, again, their goal is to normalize it, to have it so big and so huge that we just go, what do you do? It's like Pennsylvania. The report came out with the state police and the state grand jury a couple of years ago, and they said 3,000 priests over 3,000 priests in interviews admitted to sexually abusing boys mainly, and many times in the church as a satanic ritual on Saturday nights, Friday nights, and the terrible things they were doing to these little boys as young as 6, 7, 8, most of them about 10 or 11. And it was so corrupt and huge, the state's like, most of these priests are too old. How do we even prosecute them? It's a crime so big, people can't admit it. Eisenhower got really mad at the Germans after they took over Germany at the end of World War II, because most of the Germans, it was compartmentalized. They didn't believe that there were really death camps, all these dead. So he would make them go into the camps and clean the bodies up, but they couldn't believe it. And I used to hear that when I was a kid, go, oh, there's no way they didn't know. No, they really didn't know.
Right.
It was so compartmentalized. And Himmler talked about this. They called it the cement of...
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.